Castro Valley Municipal Advisory Council General Purpose Meeting, Monday, January 29th, 2018.
Are you serious?
Today, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's tight. That was totally great.
All right.
Lights on.
You guys ready?
Doesn't it supposed to go on?
You are, right?
Am I asking?
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a lot of folks here this evening, and thank you for coming. Usually when this many people show up, I have more than 5 speaker cards. So anybody who wants to speak on an item, please fill out a speaker card on the table to the back on your left, and feel free to bring them up to TSAR staff person up here. So for a roll call, all council members are present except for Councilmember Moore. It was excused, Mr. Carboni, I'm sorry. Carboni was excused at this point. They're on the back table back there. Okay. We don't have approval of the minutes on the agenda, so we'll have to do that the next time. Okay, I do have public announcements for public comment. I don't have any speaker cards for public comment. Is there anybody who wants to speak on an item that is not on the agenda this evening? Okay, then we'll move right on to item one, which is status update of Mark of Strobridge Closure, Public Works Agency. Art Carrera from the Traffic Division is here. Yeah.
Can we give an update on the Strobridge closure? To give some background, in the 2000s, there was a lot of bypass traffic, commuter traffic. I was coming off the freeway, the 580 off ramp. They would turn left onto Strobridge, go through Strobridge to Holbert and Riverbank and Bedford, and there's a lot of issues with respect to the safety at the school and through those communities. And in 2000, we tried to put speed humps on Holbert to try to address the traffic issues through the community, and that limited the traffic, or still had no impact on the amount of bypass traffic through the community. So after a number of meetings, several community meetings, it was decided to install a partial closure at Gary Drive on Strobridge, which prohibits southbound traffic on Strobridge. That was installed in 2005. That was installed for as an interim measure for the while the 238 widening construction was taking place, while the 580 interchange was being constructed, and then also the improvements on Castro Valley Boulevard. So at this point, that's still in place. We are working on a project to construct a bypass road that would allow 580 off-ramp traffic to directly access Castro Valley Boulevard. So that's a Strobridge extension project. We're working with Caltrans on the right-of-way acquisition. We initially got authorization to construct it as an encroachment permit. Their headquarters and rescinded that, said no, that's, you can't do it under encroachment permit. You need to buy the property. So we requested Caltrans to certify that right-of-way, its state operating right-of-way. They asked them to decertify that so that we can purchase it and move forward with our project. But at this point, the removal of the diverter island would if we remove it, we feel that there would likely be bypass traffic that would go back onto the Baywood community. I think the bigger concern is how it affects Strobridge Elementary School, since a lot of the traffic was during the morning commute period. But at this point, the closure is there. You know, we would recommend that it stay until the Strobridge extension is built.
So Art, when the Strobridge extension is built, how is that going to dissuade people from still, you know, cutting through that neighborhood?
It's a more direct route, so you don't have to turn right, and then you're dealing with the intersection of Escanton and Castro Valley Boulevard and the congestion there. So at this point, there's backup onto the mainline freeway. This would allow other alternatives to access Castro Valley Boulevard. There'd be two accesses, so that a ramp would come onto Strobridge. So you can turn right onto Strobridge, or you can go straight and directly access Castro Valley Boulevard. So it would be a more direct route. There would be less delay. I think the fact that there would be less delay would encourage traffic to use that as opposed to going through the community.
So has Public Works ever thought about just putting a right turn only, you know, sign at the end of the off ramp there, so you don't have to meet traffic turn left?
In the left turn, like a left turn?
At the end of that off, yeah.
Yeah, we
were that stop.
We requested that of Caltrans. That's Caltrans would have to approve that. And they denied that.
Okay.
So then we went to other meetings, which is the Burger Line.
So how far does their jurisdiction extend on the county road anyway?
Well, they control the ramp at that intersection, but I believe after that, I think they would control that interchange. But beyond that, then it's kind of.
Wouldn't that be kind of a sensible solution to that? To not allow left turns, because I mean, people are trying to take a direct route and can't make left turns. You're going to have to turn right and go all the way around Burger Island and come back.
Because it's Caltrans operating right away, and that's their main line, that is the same.
Council members, any questions?
A question. Because you said you requested decertification from Caltrans. Can you kind of give me a timeline when that happened versus how much longer we have before we'll get to be able to purchase that property so that we can do the Strobridge?
It's been about a year that we submitted the request. Caltrans is a big organization. They do have an interchange project which would reconstruct a interchange of Strobridge to directly access onto Castro Valley Boulevard. The funding for that is probably like $20 to $30 million. I don't think the funding is there for that. But our alternative is lower cost alternative, probably more like $10 to $15 million. So that's something that we're requesting. The timeline for the decertification, it's I'm not sure how long it's going to take.
Is there a way we can light a fire under them?
No, our director is the one that wrote the letter, so he's in contact with John, with Catherine, so they're aware of the need to make this thing happen.
So the closure was supposed to be temporary and started when?
2005.
2005, okay, so it's been 13 years. And how long have we been working on trying to get this property from Caltrans?
In about a year since.
I came on the council in 2010, and I know we were talking about it then.
Yeah, so we tried to purchase it, and we came to an interim agreement where we could construct it under an encroachment permit. Then they rescinded that authorization, and now we're back to trying to purchase it again.
Prior to that, didn't they want like $1 million for this property that's worth like $200,000 or something?
It still has to be appraised. I mean, it's like public right away for transportation purposes. So for our standpoint, it's, you know, whether you build a freeway or you build a local road that addresses freeway traffic, it's the same thing.
So the second question, what was their rationale for revoking the encroachment permit?
It violates their policies.
Tends to violate my policies too.
And we're very frustrated, right?
How much area are we talking about purchasing from that acres wise?
I don't remember how many acres.
Two? Or?
It's that area behind the
it's just a strip behind the hotel, right? Okay, so is it like, I mean, take a guess, 2 acres?
Yeah.
Okay, but didn't before, you know, you were talking about the encroachment permit, wasn't it, they wanted over $2 million for it, wasn't it? Which is, I mean, that's what it cost to buy land on Castro Boulevard to build a commercial building on, so.
Yeah, we were told that it could be potentially developed as commercial property, so they wanted $2 million for it.
That doesn't violate the policy.
Question, why hasn't the property been appraised yet?
No, it's gonna go through that appraisal process now, that's my understanding.
So, as I recall, when McDonald's remodel was contemplated and passed by the MAC, there was some funding that was put away by McDonald's for a welcome to Castro Valley sign. I think it was envisioned to be like a low concrete wall, a semicircle wall by the parking lot. Is that money still earmarked?
I don't know where that money is. I don't know where that money is. It didn't come to the public works.
ACD?
Maybe.
So, I've been on here a few years longer than Mark, and we've always talked about this Burger Island. And it's been quite a while now. Is this gonna be a reality, or are we gonna, y'all, I won't be back here next time it comes back, but how long do you think it's gonna take to go through the approval process and to actually happen?
I can't guess on the approval of the decertification process. We submitted, I believe it was last year, or it may have been longer that we requested that. We do follow up with Caltrans every occasionally to find out the status of it and to say it's being processed.
Means it's sitting on somebody's desk.
Any other questions for Art? Okay. Thanks, Art. I do have a couple speaker cards. We can go through those. First is James Heimer.
Before you have an alternative, is very unpalatable for those people. It's a narrow street. Two cars cannot pass when there are cars parked on either side. One car has to yield. It's an impossible situation. Please don't send us back to the past. We're in a comfortable situation right now. I know it's difficult for everybody to leave the area and go around to come back home, but the alternative is much worse. Thank you.
I'm wondering if I'm understanding this right.
You need to be closer to the microphone.
Okay.
I won't pick
you up there. So I wonder if I understand this right. When this new loop is going through, or whatever it's being called, will the Strobridge exit be no longer an exit and just go directly to Castro Valley Boulevard, or will you still be able to exit at Strobridge to make a left?
I think what I got from Art on that was that it'll have, you'll have two choices. You'll go straight, you know, over the top, and you can go right. You won't be able to go left anymore.
You will be able to go left.
Oh, you will not.
You will.
Yes, you will.
You'll still be able to go left.
Yeah.
So, okay, so what are we accomplishing?
Nothing, because let me explain to you. It is much